This is episode 2263 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7, the final episode in our series this week. What a week it's been as you tame your temper. Throughout this week's series, you have explored so many options and meditation techniques to help you manage those big explosive emotions that can derail you. And these days are the kind of days that do derail you as we continue to be in lockdowns and live through a pandemic. So as you go through today's meditation, you are going to allow yourself a little self-care. Take some time to soothe your emotions. And you'll do this by glancing back over your week to see how you lived your life. These are the precious moments of your life. And when you think about how you reacted this week to stress and anxiety and whatever you're experiencing, there are some golden nuggets for you to grasp onto as you reflect over your week. Now, the Dalai Lama does this every single night. You could do this too. He reviews his day. So do many successful business people. They review their day in reverse and think about what they could have done better. No shame, no blame, simply awareness. And that's what I encourage you to do too for yourself in today's meditation. This is what I consider to be one of the most important meditations of an entire series. It's the best for the last episode in a weekly series. And I encourage you to make sure you're somewhere nice and comfortable as you meditate today. Now, if you can go outside, that is even better. The more you can connect with what's going on outside, the more you'll begin to build tolerance within yourself. So if it's a little cool outside, as it is as I sit outside, it's windy, we had a big rainstorm, and I'm barefooted, I'm in short sleeves, and the wind is blowing and it's a little cold, but I'm embracing it. If it's hot where you live, maybe remove a layer. Adapt yourself to the heat. You can do this when you allow yourself to experience pain or difficulty. You begin to build confidence in yourself. You begin to build endurance. And this is important. I remember reading an article about the ship captain of the Titanic that hit an iceberg and almost everyone drowned. And this captain had an illustrious career. The only thing that was really missing from his career was any kind of extenuating circumstance that allowed him to grow, that allowed him to get better. And you'll find that most successful people you meet have gone through great trials and have overcome them. They still are likely going through those same trials, but they're adapting and they're managing their lives. This is what I encourage you to do today in this final episode, day 7 of this Tame Your Temper series. So go outside, maybe be a little uncomfortable, maybe go somewhere noisy, and focus on keeping yourself aware of your meditation and your breath and how your body feels, instead of placing your emotions outward to situations or people or noises you can't control. Focus on keeping it inward. This is a great way practice endurance. You also could head on over to the Sip and Om meditation app, because there is a 30-minute guided meditation experience that guides you through this process a little more extensively. If you're ready for that, now you can try this app for 7 days free, and we start a brand new series tomorrow, so you could get the fresh journal for the week's theme, and you could get the new slowdown guide that will be coming out tomorrow. So I want to share with you a fellow meditator. This is Cheyenne. Cheyenne is from Wisconsin in the U.S., and she says that she finds herself becoming really irritable around this time of year when she's expecting the weather to be warmer, yet it still remains cold. She says that, "I find that I lash out at people and I feel depressed because of the weather. I know that this seems like such an absurd way to behave on account of just the weather, because overall my life is really great and I'm really satisfied with the major people in my life, with my job and my friends. I feel incredibly blessed. Is this normal?" And I want to mention that, Cheyenne, it is normal. In fact, that's why I requested you all sit outside to meditate today, so that you can adapt to the weather. Bundle up if it's especially freezing, as it likely is in Wisconsin right now. But mostly, allow yourself to be okay with the cold and the heat. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, straighten your spine and close your eyes. Keep your eyes gently elevated upward. This is going to keep your thoughts uplifted. Meditation is not passive. You're constantly tweaking how your posture is, where you feel tension, what kind of thoughts you're having. You're constantly tweaking it until you feel this sense of stillness. And then you go deeper into that stillness. And then suddenly, you notice your mind beginning to wander, and that still, beautiful peace begins to slip away. You feel restless in your body. So you adapt. You begin to notice your breath, the beautiful rhythm and flow of your breath. You might repeat an affirmation. Do a mudra. Refocus yourself. Now I invite you to reflect back over your week and notice the times this week when you felt as though your emotions got away from you. Maybe you lashed out at someone. Maybe you got down on yourself. Just notice what happened this week. The most significant moments that stand out most to you. Simply become aware and think about what you would have done a little differently. Now bring to mind those moments when you were able to tame your temper, and it may have been difficult. You may have made a few mistakes, but you feel pretty good about the progress. celebrate these times. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, celebrating all of your life experiences this week. You are so worth slowing down for.